Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Darryl Griffith. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Griffith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Griffith reaches second base with a double. Wills goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Griffith trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cowan strikes out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Amalfitano strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Len Gabrielson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Drysdale spins and fires to second, with Wills covering, and Santo is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Davis for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Griffith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Drysdale strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Davis moves to second. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball towards left. Davis catches it and throws home to Rosboro, who throws to second to double up Santo. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Griffith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Griffith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Griffith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jackson covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wills. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Gabrielson moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan strikes out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-3 in the game. Amalfitano strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker pinch hits for Howie Reed. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Griffith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Wills for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gabrielsen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gabrielsen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Howard, who is chasing the ball. Bertel reaches third base with a triple. Santo scores. Gabrielsen goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bertel scores. It's 10-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roseborough takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Roseborough moves to second. It's 10-2, Cubs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielsen. Howard reaches second base with a double. Roseborough scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Cubs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moon pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.